In your book Free, you mentioned that Craigslist, which has all these free classified ads, has helped either put out of business or diminish the size of a lot of newspapers that rely on classified ads for revenue. But Craigslist itself, you point out in your book, generates just enough profit to pay the server costs and the salaries of a few dozen staff. And so the paradox here to me is that you have all these like local papers that are struggling in part because of things like Craigslist. But Craigslist itself, it seems in some ways utopian to have this kind of free listing. But at the same time, it's so centralized. It's like a group of 12 people. Mm. As opposed to this network of newspapers around the country.
Yeah. Well, Craigslist is fascinating. I think the fact that their little icon is a peace symbol should tell you a lot. I mean, I think what you're seeing with Craigslist is you know, some unambiguous goods and some things that are really worrying, and you point out a few of them. You know, one of them is that they, quote-unquote, you know, demonetized the newspaper classified business without they traded, you know, pennies for dollars. So where did that money go? Where did that value go? And the answer is kind of went to all of us. We all saved a few bucks when we posted our classified ads, and perhaps we got a slightly higher price or a quicker sale because of the volume of people that go through Craigslist. So what we saw is a kind of it wasn't a transfer of wealth from newspapers to Craigslist. It was a transfer of wealth from newspapers to all of us in ways that are really hard to measure. But I think most people who use Craigslist think it is kind of an unambiguous good. But the social costs of what happened to the journalism and to those institutions that, you know, once did a pretty good job of covering the news have not yet been recorded. This is the price that will someday be paid, and we're trying to figure out, you know, is that a net positive or a net negative? And then you have the fact that Craigslist is itself a very centralized organization and with a sort of a 1990s style website and limited, you know, sense of what people can do with it. Craigslist is not as open as, for example, Twitter is. And, you know, one could sort of see an irony in the fact that Craigslist, the premium on openness and egalitarianism, has also created a very controlled and almost monopolistic, marketplace over what used to be the classified ads business.
Getting back to media, do you want